Parshas Ekev begins. V'hoyo Ekev Tishmun Eis Hamishpatim O'ele Ushmartem V'asisem O'isom V'shamar Hashem Elekech L'cho Asabris V'asachesah Shenishbar L'avisech. So many of the Mepharshim speak about what does this word Ekev mean. If Sadrigoin Unkelis, Targum Unkelis says Ekev is the lotion of schar, receiving schar. Rashi says, "Im mitzvahs hakalas she'odim dosh ba'kavol tishmon." If you listen to if you heed the mitzvahs that you listen to them and you perform them, that are kalos she'odim dosh ba'kavol, they're light, they're easy, they're perhaps things that are not appreciated, she'odim dosh ba'kavol, that people thrush with their heels, a lashon of ekev of a heel, they don't chap what they're doing, they say, those mitzvahs are not important, but if you heed those mitzvahs, shama Hashem alekech l'chores abris, then yishmar l'chor after chosid. Rav Hashem said you're going to get schar for these mitzvahs. V'hoye ekev tishmon eis ha-mishpatim o'ele. The pasuk says these mishpatim. The end of Parshas Veschanan, the last pasuk says, "Vishomartes haMitzvah veSachukim veSamishpotim asher anochim mitzavach v'hayom la'asoisom." What happened between the last pasuk in the last week's Parsha Veschanan and the first pasuk in Parshas Ekev, that we forgot about all the mitzvah and the chukim and we're focusing on the mishpatim? V'hoye Ekev tishmon haMishpatim. Why does it say V'hoye Ekev tishmon es haMitzvos es haChukim es haMishpatim? I mean, presumably the Ekev, how if you want to learn according to Rashi, that is Dosh Barakot, the Kalos at Dosh Barakot, I would assume that it would also apply to haMitzvah and haChuk. Why is it only Mishpatim? Imre Shefer says that a person who heeds these mitzvahs, the Rashi says that dosh ba'kavol, what is the godless in it? And therefore what? So people are dosh ba'kavol, they're not such important mitzvahs. And if someone does those mitzvahs, it's a wonderful meridic thing. Why? So the Imre Shefer, Shlomo Kluger explains, he says the pshat is that if I show chavivus for the smallest mitzvah, then what I consider, what people consider, we don't know what's a small mitzvah and what's a big mitzvah, but what we consider a small mitzvah and a big mitzvah, that shows true chavivus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If someone has a spouse and they tend to the little things as well as to the big things, that shows an extra chavivus. I'm not just going to like look good in front of everybody else and do the important stuff and make myself look all glorified, but you actually care about the person, you're going to do the little things, you're going to help clean up the table after the meal, or whatever it is, you're going to do the little things, that shows true chavivus. So the pasuk is telling us, that if you're going to do these little mitzvahs, the ones, of course, if you don't do the big ones and you do the little ones, something is very much missing. But we're saying is people that do just the big ones, just the exciting ones, the fanfare, to make themselves feel good, to look good for others, that doesn't show true chavivus. The true chavivus are the dosh ba'kavol mitzvahs, those little ones that people seem to neglect and say they're not important, that shows the true chavivus. And if you show true chavivus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, mida keneged mida, will return that and show chavivus to the person. And that's the wonderful, meridic thing about heeding these ekev, these dosh ba'kavol mitzvahs. It says in the Nachal Shurik, he says that the Lashon Havaya of Yudkei Vavkei, the Shem Hashem of the Yudkei Vavkei, teaches us Anivus. It is the shame of Anivus. What does that mean? He says if you take the letters, and the Shem Havaya is made up of three letters. A Yud, a Hey, and a Vav. There's another Hey, but those are the three letters comprising of the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya. If you take a Hey and you spell out a Hey, it's Hey Aleph, six. If you take a Vav and you spell it out, there's different ways to spell them out, but the way the Nachal Shurik says the Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, which is 13, and the Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, which is 20. And he says if you take those three Oseus and compare it to any of the other Oseus of the Aleph base, these will have the lowest numerical value. As I say, the Nachal Shir. You can do the math in your head quickly. Pick a few letters quickly. Lamed, Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Pick a couple, but they're all going to be much higher than these numbers of 6, 13, and 20. He says, the Shem Havaya teaches you Ekev. How do we see that? Vehoya. The first word in the Pasuk. Vehoya Ekev Tishmon. These are the same ICs of the Shem Havaya. Vav, Hei, and Yud. You want to know, how am I going to be, how is it possible for me to, the Dosh Vakav of me, it's harder because you don't feel, it doesn't feel important to you. If someone feels a certain hashivis, a certain mitzvah, then it's inherently, by nature, I want to do it because it's an important mitzvah. But if you feel it's not important, how do you come to do it? Now, Chashuvik says, the midah of Vav, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vehoya, the Shem Havaya of the Rebbeinu Shalom of Anivas. If someone is a true anav, he says, I'm a nothing. If I'm a nothing, then every little thing that I can do for the Rebbeinu Shalom, the smallest mitzvah, is a wonderful thing. If I'm a big shot, I'm an important person, so I only do the big stuff. I'm only, you know, I'm big stuff here. But if I'm a nobody, nothing, and I can accomplish the smallest thing for the Rebbeinu Shalom, then that's worth it also. And that's how you do it. Not sure, so that's how you learn out Vehoya of Anivas. It says in the Devar Shlofi, he says, a concept, that if someone is Ekev, he feels himself to be the heel, he feels himself to be an Anav, the Yetzer has no shlita over him. That is the way. The same Nachal Shurig was written by the Chidah, as was the Devar Shlofi. It's also written by the Chidah, different Tzorah written by the Chidah. But he says over here, he just says it as a point, a given, you should know, this is the rule. If you act like an Ekev, like a heel, you're the Nevis, the Yetzer has absolutely no shlita on you. It says in the Chadri Botan, and when it says Vahoyo Ekev Tishmon, it means the simple mitzvah. The mishpatim, the simple mitzvahs. What does it mean, the simple mitzvahs? It means not the mitzvahs, mishpatim, meaning not the mitzvah and the chukim that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave, but rather the mishpatim referring to the siyogim. Which means, number one, the Rabbana makes siyogim for us. Number two, we have to make our own siyogim. What does that mean? That means is that the Torah tells us there's a certain thing that we have to stay away from. The Rabbana will say, well, we're scared that if you're going to do something, you might come to do the Avera, and you're going to come to be everywhere it says in the Torah, so don't do this also. On top of that, we're supposed to make our own siyogim. The person will say, there's no mitzvah anywhere. It doesn't, there's no Rabbanan that says Mefurish, you're not allowed to do that. There's no Araisa, certainly not. You still have to create a siyog and say, you know what? I shouldn't go to that place because that place can bring me to do with the Rabbanan, or it can bring me to do with the Araisa. And that's what means Mishpatim, means the simple mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that are not brought down the Torah, not the Rabbanans, those are the ones that we have to watch out for. It says in the Chayim Misanach, if you look at you have the words Ekev Tishmon. If you take the last letter of the word Ekev is a vase. If you take the first two letters of the word Tishmon, you have a Tuf and a Shin. Together, the three letters spell Shabbos. Shin, a vase, and a Suf. What are you left with from these two words? An Ayin and a Kuf in the word Ekev is the same gematria of Yimona. Will be held back, will hold back. And what's left from the word Tishmon? May avoin. Mem ayin vav endenun may avoin. If someone is going to do this, he's going to be Ekev Tishmon. If he's going to be Shemesh Shabbos Karoi, he's saying it all, he's saying it of Shabbos. If you take Ekev Tishmon, the middle, the Shabbos, if you heed the Shabbos properly, then Yimon Ami Avonis. It's going to hold, it's going to keep a person away from Averis, and it'll be Zeicher not to do Averis. It says in the Shlo Rav, he quotes in Imre Yosher, Kapitel Ches, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, Kol ha-mitzvah she-anoichim mitzavach ha-ayoyim tishmur and lasos. Rashi says, Kol ha-mitzvah kipshutoi, u-medush ha-godeh im-mitzchalto b-mitzvah, gomoroisa. If you start a mitzvah, you're supposed to finish it. It's a quote that's quoted from the Yerushalmi in Pesachim. Someone starts a mitzvah, he should finish it. Because the mitzvah, the credit of the mitzvah only goes according to the one who finishes it. Because he didn't finish it, Gomru Yisrael. Yisrael ended up taking out from the number. Moshe Ben is not credited. Therefore it's called the Shemam. The Gemara's lotion is that we tell a person that a person starts, if he starts a mitzvah, I'm in light to shalom. We tell him you should finish it. Mefurisham Ramo, but then halacha lemaisa in Ori Chaim Tafkuf Pehei Sif Dalid, that the person who blows the shayfer the miyushiv on Rosh Hashanah should also blow the shayfer the meumid. Halacha lemaisa. Why? Because he started the mitzvah. We say gaimim loy. We tell him gaimim loy gaimim. Tell him you should finish it. Fekti imi yesher. It's a modern lashon. Why do we tell him you should finish it? The Gemara should say, if a person starts a mitzvah, he should finish it. What does it mean? Oimrim loy. We say to him. It's like a modern type of thing. Usually we don't speak like that. So he says is that when someone starts a mitzvah, person should know that the ikir is to finish the mitzvah. When something is the ikir, when you know that something is the most important part, the Yetzirah gets involved. Aimrim loy, we want to be mechazik him and tell him you should know. Tell him, no, not as a general rule that he should do it, but more than that, be mechazik him. Aimrim loy, tell him you should know that the ikir mitzvah is and you should finish it and make sure to do it. If Rabbi Reisman Shlita, he says, how do you know that Tefillah has such a tremendous kayach? What's the raya, brewery of a proof, 100% proof positive that Tefillah works and is a powerful thing? He says the answer is because it's so hard to do. The Yetzirah, anything that's not, it's not such a big deal. People, certain misses, you think, it's easy to do, and yeah, you know, it could be not so much hard. But the fact we see it's so hard to have Kavanah, and you have a Shemin Esrei, and it's so hard to have Kavanah, that's proof positive that this, that has tremendous part, has a tremendous Kayach, because Yetzirah doesn't allow you to do it. It says in Arugas HaBoisim, Kapitol Yud, Pasik, Ches, the Pasik says, Ba'esa he hid the Hashem as Shevet Halevi lost his Aaron as Aaron Bris Hashem. Lamed with the Hashem the Shorso the Baruch Hashem Halim Azeh. Shevet Levi was the one that's going to carry the Aaron and he's going to be Mesharis in front of the Baruch Shalom. Al Cain, Ba'ehoyu the Levi Chelik v'Nachle Imechav. Therefore, they did not have a Chelik and Nachle with their brothers. In fact, Aruch is about saying, what's the connection? Why is it that they don't have a chelik, a nachla in Eretz Yisrael? But because it was supposed before said, because they were lost in Aaron Bris Hashem. What's the connection? Why is that? So he explains the Gemara in Erevin and Afnun Bey says, if the first luchos would never have been broken, Peru would never have been forgotten in Klal Yisrael. Shikcha, the whole din, the whole yisoid of shikcha of Torah occurred because the first luchas was broken. He says it, so if not for the first luchas being broken, then we wouldn't need Shevet Levi. Because everyone would have that Torah. Anytime you learned any Torah, there would never be shikcha. And therefore we wouldn't need to have Shevet Levi. The kayach HaTorah is what steers us. That has to guide us through life. So only after that it came out that Klal Yisrael did the chet, and therefore that the Shevet Levi was the one who was the one who stayed in Torah, because Shevet Levi stayed in Torah, so therefore they were spread out amongst Klal Yisrael to give guidance. But if not for the breaking of the first luchas, we would not have needed Shevet Levi. It says in the Berach Moshe, Baruch Tia Mikol Amin Layia B'cha Akar V'Akar V'Vim Techa. Capital Zion Pasuk Yidal. He quotes the Gemara in Bukhayris Abnem Dal. Of Shuva Levi says that there will be no Loya Karis of Talmidim and Tfilis. What does that mean? There won't be any barren Tfilis and Talmidim. What does that mean? He says, Taisha says, that if someone makes himself like a behema and makes himself not important, then he won't be barren. Then he'll have everything he needs. The Rebbeinu Shalom will give him everything he needs. That's what Taisa says. Then the Naim Alimelach has a question on the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos and the Aflamet says that if a person is in Chutz Laretz, he should daven towards Eretz Yisrael. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, he should daven towards Yerushalayim. If he's in Yerushalayim, he should daven towards the Beis Hamikdash. If he's in Beis Hamikdash, he should daven towards the... Keep on going. In fact, the Naim Alimelach. Why doesn't it just say, you should daven towards the Kachri Kachri? There he is. They give me all the steps. If I'm in Chutz Laretz, daven towards the Kachri Kachri. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, daven towards the Kachri Kachri. So he explains, Neiman Malach says, it's because you should know when you have a Maila, you want to grow in Torah, in Avodah, in the Rebbeinu, within the Avodah, the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's step by step. If you're in Chutz Laretz, step number one, look towards Eretz Yisrael. You get to Eretz Yisrael, step number two, and look towards Yerushalayim, and keep on going step by step. Person shouldn't think that all of a sudden he's going to jump, because then he falls usually. You have to do it step by step, and you shouldn't feel dejected, because you can't get all the way right away, because that's not the way it works in Kedusha. In Kedusha, it's Ma'alim v'Madregas, you go step by step, that's the Yisrael. So he says, Rebbeinu Moshe explains that's what the pshat is in the Talmidim and the Tfilas. If a person holds of himself, a Tesis says, like a behemoth, he holds himself of a shiftless Adam, then first of all, it says, it's a Medrash. The Medrash says that this kapar, whatever that means, that when someone gives a shear to Talmidim, and they makabla it mechapra akol avonos. But that only applies if the person giving the shir is on Anav. If the Rebbe is an Anav, then it works. If not, it doesn't work. There's no kapara. And the same thing with tefillahs. A person's tefillahs are accepted when a person is attacking Anav. That's when the person's tefillahs are accepted. Otherwise, not accepted. So the pshat that we had a question, we started off, why did it say, Eke Tishma Eisa Mishpatim Eila? Because perhaps Mishpatim doesn't mean the Daraisis, doesn't mean even the Rabbanan. Maybe it's referring to the Siyogim, the things, the extra boundaries that we have to make for ourselves. It's something that we want to show a Chaviris to the Rabbanan Shalom. A person could say, okay, you know what? A Daraisa I'm going to do, compared to the Rabbanan Shalom, compared to the Rabbanans, okay, I know. But makes Yogim for himself to keep himself away from the Rabbanan derises, and even amongst Ben Adam al Chaveri, he shouldn't look down at Ben Adam al Chaveri. There's a Maisa that, I don't remember which Rebbe it was, there was a Rebbe that was traveling through a different town, he ended up getting stuck for Yom Kippur. In a different town, not his town. And he sits himself down on the Yom Kippur by night, by Kol Nidre. And the person sitting with him, he's sitting there with Kavana and he's chuckling and everything else. And when it comes time to Shemini Esrei, he hears him saying, Eini Chadai, Anechi Ofer Be'efer, and he's going on and on and on. He's mamish killing himself. Just the next morning he comes in, he runs over, he wants to sit next to this person. And mamish, he gave him a tremendous service. And he sits there by Shacharis and Musaf and the same thing over and over again. All of a sudden comes time to Minasa, comes time to Laning. And all of a sudden they call up for the Aliyah, for Mahdi Yaina, they call up a guy of someone else. The guy jumps up. What? You're giving him Mahdi Yaina? I should be getting it. What are you kidding me? He doesn't know anything. I know much more than him. What's going on with me? What is going on? I'm making this whole big ruckus. So the Rav taps him on the shoulder and says, I'm a little bit confused. I'm sitting next to you at such a serious, and I'm sitting next to you. I'm hearing you saying, and I'm nothing. What happened? What changed? He says, hello. Compared to God, I'm nothing. But compared to Him? So perhaps, Mishpatim is referring to the siyagim that we have to create for ourselves, the things that we see is, okay, so maybe I can compare to the Rebbeinu Shalom, I have to do a certain thing, but I don't have to show them respect, I don't have to do any things. Those are our harder mitzvahs, and if we show it, we do everything that we're doing it, l'shem shemayim for the Rebbeinu Shalom, then we're going to get all the brachas. A little bit later in the parasha, Pasuk says, Kapitel Gil Aleph, Pasuk Ches, ושמרתם את כל המצווה שאנוכי מצווה לכם היום. את כל המצווה. Mitzvah is one. What's כל המצווה? Next pasuk, a few psukim later. Kapitel Yirah, pasuk Yud Gimel. והיום שמעתם תשמעו אל מצווה ישראל שאנוכי מצווה לכם היום. Over here it doesn't say the lashon of kol. It says el mitzvah ישראל, not kol המצווה. And then we have in pasuk Kaveis, כי אם שמרתם תשמעו את כל המצווה. So I have two questions. Number one, what is Kol HaMitzvah? The whole mitzvah. Kol HaMitzvah. You want to say Kol HaMitzvahs? You say it makes sense. All the mitzvahs of the Torah. What's Kol HaMitzvah? And secondly, what is this double lashon of Im Shamaya Tishmu? Im Shamar Tishmu? Why do we need a double lashon? Everything is a double lashon over here. The last two seconds. Two questions. Rashi says, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'hoyim Shemoyah V'hoyim Musa V'alam L'mayel L'mot HaShemayim Tish L'mayim Shemoyah Tish M'satim M'at V'atzifem V'mla V'atz HaShemayim. And he says a little bit further, V'hoyim Shemoyah Tishmoyim Tishma V'yoshim Tishma V'chodosh. If a person listens and heeds the old stuff that he learned, everything that he did before, Favoidis Hashem, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam mechadesh new things for him. He seems, Rashi seems to be perhaps telling on the Shemoyah Tishmu, the double lashon of Shemoyah Tishmu, that you should know is that if you're going to listen to he what you did, you know, I learned, and I have chavivis for it, and I understand that it's important, and you try to remember it, and you chazir it, that shows chavivis, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam mechadesh new things for you. Other statement. The Chaim Tov says, to every mitzvah, there's two parts to every mitzvah. There's the cheshek, the desire a person has to do the mitzvah, and then there's the actual kiyum of the mitzvah. You mean you have to actually go be mekayim the mitzvah? He says that's why there's two lashonis of this shemayah tishma, the shemayah tishmu. There's two lashonis, shemayah tishma. There's two things that you have to have the cheshek to do it. You have to have the desire to do it. But then it's not enough to say, I had the desire to do it, and then you sit down and say, okay, I had the desire, I'm good to go. But you still have to go and do it. This is before Klai Yisrael, this is talking about mitzvahs even, that before Klai Yisrael ever went into Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't do certain mitzvahs. But if a person has a desire to do it, the Chaim Tov explains that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes it as if he did it. And when he has the opportunity, of course he has to do it. But a person has to have that cheshek. I want to do it. I can't now. I'm in chutz laretz. There's no base in mikdash now. There's so many mitzvahs who can't be mekayim. But a person now, even nowadays, can still have that cheshek that he wants to do the mitzvah. It says in the Chaim Tov, V'samtem ez devorei eile al v'avacham v'al nashcham. On the pasuk in kapitel yiral, pasuk yudches. He says, when it says, V'samtem, you should place. The Gemara in Kiddush and Avon Rav says, Tanu Rabbanon V'samtem, is Sam Tom. Samach Mem, Tof Mem, which means the perfect elixir, a medicine, an excellent, a time, a complete medicine. What does that mean? He says the Torah. Sometimes we're talking about the Torah. Sometimes it's very Eila Alav Alacham. We're talking about the Torah Akadeshah. The Torah Akadeshah is the perfect elixir. It is complete. It can heal anything. Everything else in this world is things that has a koyach. Certain things is schoolers. Is people are busy with schoolers of how to do things and what to do things and take things and put it in your pocket and wave things around your head and wear things and everything else. Schoolers. You want to know what the perfect school is? Sam Tom. You should put a perfect elixir, the complete elixir. I had heard this numerous times that certainly the young people used to come to them and say, I need a shidduch for my daughter. What should I do? I want a schooler. He said, go sit down and learn himself this kedusha. And they said they had another problem. They wanted a panasa, you know, go learn the babas, you know, go learn the nezikin, go learn to finish, make a seam and set this nezikin, you know, I'm safe in nezikin. Hey, you want school, they said, that's Torah, Sam Tom, the perfect elixir. Samach. Samach and sin, it's Samach. Samach, it's Samach, it's Samach, it's Samach, it's Samach, it's Samach. That's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. The Shaf says that every time a person does a mitzvah, kiyum shomer, if a person heeds the mitzvah, tishmerun, he'll be watched over. Every time a person does a mitzvah, there's a malach created in Shemayim. This is the Shachal Torah, a Tamar of Arizal. He says every time a person does a mitzvah, there's a malach created that is always going to be a lawyer for him. He's going to be his lawyer. So that's the pasuk is saying double lashon. Ki im shomar tishmar. If you're going to heed shomar, you're going to heed the mitzvahs. You're going to heed tishmar. You'll be washed by who? By your malach. It says in the Devarim Rabba, im shomar tishmar. Hanefesh v'hatera nimshala l'ner. The soul and the Torah are nimshala to l'ner. What does the Medrash say? It's a little bit scary. It says is that my lamp, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, this is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam speaking, my lamp is in your hands, and your lamp is in my hands. As I say, this is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam speaking. My lamp is in your hands means the Torah Akadeshah. And your lamp in my hands is your nefesh. If you heed my lamp, then I will heed your lamp. If you keep the Torah HaKadoshah, which is my nair, then I will keep your nair, which is your nefesh, I will keep that. The Torah HaKadoshah. The Baruch Hashem was saying is, you keep the Torah HaKadoshah, you learn the Torah HaKadoshah, I'm going to keep you, I'm going to take care of your nefesh. It's a medrash. The Panei Achroza says, and it says, Ki im shamar tishmaran, means that there's a double lotion of shmira. Why? He says, because people have to realize that the Torah is more valuable than any money in the world. And the Hamad and Mipoz, it's the most valuable thing you can get. A person, he watches his money very carefully. A person has a lot of money, he puts it in a bank, he puts it in a safe, he's watching, not just a shmira, he's a double shmira. Panei Achmazah says, that's why it says double lashon. The Torah HaKadosh is worth more than any money you can ever have. You would definitely make a double shmira if you all of a sudden got $50 million. You would have a double shmira. For the Torah, you certainly have a double shmira. And Ben Yucha says, in Lomad Mishnah Echas, if you learn one Mishnah, and you make sure not to forget that Mishnah, that's a schus that you're going to have more Torah. Every time you learn a Mishnah, every time you learn something, what does it mean not to forget? Not to forget means because it's important to you. The more important something is to a person, you know, for instance, like some people, their wife's birthdays. You know, if you forget it, you can be in trouble sometimes. But if it's important to you, you remember it. So that should, that's again, what we were speaking about before, that shows a true chavivus. And a person learns a Mishnah, it's very hard, and we have to really apply ourselves. You know, to say, I'm not going to forget anything. There are people out there that we say have, you know, fantastic memories. But all of us on our own levels, the more we care about the Torah, the more important it is, the easier it is to remember because you care about it. And the more you care about it, the more the memory is automatically there. It says in the Gali Masechta, in the Brachas, in the Joshas, we know the famous Maisa that there was Pam Achaz Gzeira Malchus Harashah Shoyasvi Yisrael B'Torah. There was a Gzeira that Klal Yisrael, there should be no Torah learning. Rabbi Kiva nonetheless went and taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Pappas Ben Yehuda came and said, what are you doing? You're teaching Torah B'Rabim. You're going to get killed. This is a decree. How could you do it? What did Rabbi Kiva say? He gave the famous Mashal. He says there's a fish and there's a fox walking by, and the fox sees that the fishermen are trying to catch the fish, and the fox says, hey fish, why don't you come out on the land so the fishermen won't be able to catch you? And the fish says, you tippish fox, he's supposed to be smart. You're telling me now that you're right, that the fishermen are trying to catch me and my life is in danger, but the water hit my life source. If I'm going to go out of the water, I have no chance. The question is, the guy in Sefta says, why a fish? Any animal, every human being, if we don't have any water, we can't live. Why did he pick a fish? Why did Kiva give a mushroom of a fish? Zakti the guy in Sefta, the pshat is, if you take a fish out of water and you pour water down its throat, he's still gonna die. A fish's entire essence has to be completely covered, completely ensconced in the water. Otherwise, the fish will die. An animal, you take an animal, it's not in water, it's not its very essence. It needs water, it's true. It can't live without the water, but it's not its very essence. The Rekiva was telling your Pappas Ben Yehuda, you're making a mistake. Of course, that it's a dangerous thing, and then I can technically be killed for teaching Torah. But without Torah, we have nothing. Everything is a Torah. There's nothing else. Without the Torah, we have no life. The fish out of water, even if you pour water down, it's very essence. It's the very essence of us. Perhaps that is the pshat when it says, Kol HaMitzvah. What does it mean, Kol HaMitzvah? It means the mitzvah of learning the Torah HaKadoshah. Kol, because that encompasses everything. Yes, there are many numerous mitzvahs in the Torah, that the Tayag mitzvahs and everything else, but you know what it encompasses everything is? Kol HaMitzvah. The Torah, and the first pasuk that we quoted said Kol HaMitzvah, and the third pasuk said Kol HaMitzvah. The middle pasuk didn't. We have to keep all the mitzvahs. The middle puzzle says, mitzvah isai, that's talking about the other mitzvahs. You have to eat all the mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of learning Torah, of having the Torah akdesha, that's surrounding. Kol ha-mitzvah, kol ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah of Torah. Kol, because that includes the entire Torah. We should not be zeicha to have a true connection to the Torah, and we should be zeicha to have kol ha-mitzvah, and that the Rebbeinu Shalom should be midah k'neged midah, and should shower with much bracha.